talks ahead. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Peace talks will be held beginning Monday in Turkey between Ukraine and Russia. That, according to a member of the Ukrainian delegation, who says the agreement to hold talks in person was decided in a video consultation. Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markarova, on NBC's Meet the Press.
All of us should be asking each, what are we prepared to do to stop it? Because if we lose this, it's very important. If Ukraine loses it, it's not only Ukraine's lost. It means that brutality, oligarchy, and war criminals prevail on our planet.
Ukrainian President Zelensky accused the West of cowardice for not providing more weapons in the fight against Russia. The Biden administration expected to release a budget proposal Monday that would include a new 20% tax on the rich.
This proposal would impact households worth more than $100 million, so less than 0.01% of Americans. But we are not just talking about taxable income here. What's piqued the interest of the ultra wealthy has been that this proposal also targets unrealized gains, such as the increase in the value of a stock that one holds. This idea was first brought up as a way to fund President Biden's fallen Build Back Better plan.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A bit of a dip in gas prices, industry analyst Truby Lundberg.
The average price is down 6 cents in the past 2 weeks to $4.37. It's a kind of a drop in the bucket, considering that in the prior 2 weeks, the price jumped 79 cents per gallon.
Lundberg says she does not expect the reductions to last due to continuing instability in the crude oil market. Two suspected Arab gunmen wounded two police officers in the Israeli city of Hadera. Police say the attackers were shot dead by officers. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is being accused of favoritism by the city's two firefighters' unions. They want the city to end its COVID-19 vaccine mandate for their members, as it just did for many celebrities.
The union's holding a joint news conference Saturday, calling on Adams to rescind the vaccine mandate for city firefighters. The request comes after the mayor lifted the vaccine mandate for pro athletes and some entertainers, a move that will allow unvaccinated Nets star Kyrie Irving to return to the court on Sunday. Well, many of the city's first responders were forced out of their jobs because of the vaccine mandate, and the unions say that firefighters should be treated at least as well as athletes and celebrities performing in the city. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
A driver crashed their vehicle into a homeless encampment in Salem, Oregon, early today, killing four people and injuring three more, including the driver. Police in Salem say two people died at the scene and two more at a hospital. It's not clear what caused the crash. Mushers who competed in this year's Iditarod are being reprimanded for seeking shelter for their sled dogs. Fox's Matt Napolitano with the story.
Millie Porcel, Michelle Phillips, and Riley Deich have been penalized by Iditarod racing officials for taking their dogs inside shelter cabins to ride out a windstorm during the last stretch of this year's run. The fierce winter storm, which ultimately forced six mushers to scratch the same day, brought about whiteout conditions, but a race marshal ruling that those dogs that were taken indoors to rest had a competitive advantage over teams that trailed them into Nome. The race marshal noting, however, it was the right thing to do for the animals. However, Porcel was dropped from 14th to 17th in the standings. Phillips dropped from 17th to 18th. As for Deich, he was not demoted, but was fined $1,000. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Toxicology results show Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins had at least 10 psychoactive drugs in his system when he died Friday in Columbia. Hawkins was 50 years old. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.